This is Morning Edition. North Carolina is in the peak of its watermelon growing season, and agriculture specialists say it's been a good season for your average watermelon so far. But the biggest of watermelons are not as big as this time last year. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge says it's not easy raising a star watermelon.
Watermelon Day at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh is no average day at the market. Families pack the gazebo area for the big show. On this steamy 90-degree day, folks came out to see some big watermelons.
165.
165.
175.
Ronnie Best is the manager at the State Farmers Market. He lets the kids in on the fun, guessing the watermelon weights as they are gently rolled onto a big, giant scale.
161. We have a 161.
144. 153.
The watermelon from Pink Hill, North Carolina, would weigh in at 158 pounds. That sounds pretty big, big enough to win second place. But last year's winning watermelon at this particular competition was 70 pounds heavier. 2018 hasn't been the best year for the big superstar watermelon, according to Best.
The growing part of it, the farmers part of it, has been fairly good. It's been a pretty good crop. But the big watermelons need a lot of sun early to get going. And just when they first planted them, we had a lot of cloudy days. You remember in May? So they kind of got a slow start.
But last year was ideal, a real good growing season. It was so good, the 2018 State Farmers Market watermelon was a record 237.5 pounds. And the state record was set at the state fair later in the growing season. That whopper of a watermelon weighed 316 pounds, grown by Todd Dawson of Garner. So tell me, how did you get a 316-pound watermelon?
Very lucky. Very lucky. Had a very good weather year.
But I hear it takes a lot more than luck. Competition watermelon farmers like Dawson say for several months out of the year, his life revolves around that watermelon.
I hear you have to pamper a watermelon like this like a baby.
It's incredible what we do for these things. You almost don't want to tell people because you sound like you're an idiot for what we do.
Well, we're friends now, so Dawson told me about one recent incident. He jumped out of bed close to midnight.
And it was just a downpour from the ages. I mean, it was a biblical rain.
Dawson ran out into that storm to get blankets to cover the watermelon stump that comes out of the ground that isn't supposed to get wet.
So I go streaking out of the house, through the yard, down to the field to put this cover over this plant and get back in, and I look like a wet dog. And I'm thinking, man, the things we do for these melons.
While the weigh-in wraps up, smaller watermelons are being sliced and handed out to farmers market patrons, or just anybody who walked by, like me. I'm told as many as 2,000 slices were handed out. Ken Schaefer and his family from Clayton got their share. Schaefer says he hasn't had a bad watermelon this season.
So how much are you willing to pay for a watermelon?
If I knew it was good for sure, $5.
$5, yeah. That's your cutoff?
Yeah, I think so. I guess if it was a 200-pound watermelon, we'd probably end up paying more.
I would hope so. Still no 200-pounders this go-round. The winning big watermelon at the State Farmers Market, 178 pounds, grown by H.C. Williams of Bailey, North Carolina. He won $1,000. If you want to see what it looks like, that big watermelon is part of a big display at the State Farmers Market restaurant. And no, it's not for tasting. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.